at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm visiting with Barry Lubbers, did I say that right?
Yes, that's correct.
With Alta Seeds. I don't know a whole lot about Alta. Tell us a little bit about the company, first of all.
Alta Seeds is the brand of Advanta. We are a sorghum company here in the United States, and we are also going to be introducing corn here in the United States here in the next, just actually this month.
This month. So that's, you know, we're always looking at what's new. That's mm-hmm. what's new with Alta Seeds.
That's going to be a Phoenix brand, so that's a little bit separate from Alta Seeds. Okay. It come under Advanta. But we've got a lot new with Alta Seeds and Phoenix. With Alta Seeds, the sorghum business, we're continuing to bring on new forage products that offer solutions to growers. So we've got Brachytic Dwarf, we've got Dry Stock, we've got BMR6. Those are all traits and solutions that growers really need to have a good, economical, high-quality forage product. And then in the grain sorghum market, we're actually bringing on herbicide tolerance. So that's very new and exciting for the sorghum industry. We anticipate to introduce 3 new products this next year that are herbicide tolerant, and then quickly follow that with another herbicide tolerant mode of action within probably 2 to 3 years. So there's a lot exciting with the sorghum industry.
Yeah, we have had some coverage of sorghum and different products related to growing sorghum. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's always fascinated me is kind of how tolerant a crop this is, especially in, you know, areas that may not get as much water as like corn plants might want to have, right?
Oh, that's right, and that's why sorghum seems to be making quite a comeback in the last few years. Many areas have experienced a drought. Some of those areas, that drought has been longstanding. So it's made a lot of growers look at what they were doing and starting to go back to sorghum, especially since we've got some of these traits that are providing those solutions, and then taking that and combining that with the risk management that sorghum offers them. They can grow a good, viable crop that's going to match up and yield to corn or some of their other crops with about half the water and a significantly reduction in fertilizer.
And it really is a product that's kind of playing a key role in a couple of issues, like the biofuels area, or also, we've got, I call it the gluten-free craze, if you will, mm-hmm. because it is a very real thing. I have family that mm-hmm. have celiac disease, but, you know, sorghum is a great alternative for some of today's food lifestyle, even choices out there.
That's right. Sorghum actually for a lot of people is kind of a new crop, something that they haven't considered for so many years. Or when they think about sorghum, it's not what they remember. It's a new crop again with all of the different traits we're offering. And now that we're looking at some of these non-GMO traits and offering the herbicide tolerance, again, that makes it new again for many, many customers.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Barry Lubbers with Alta Seeds, part of the Advanta company. We have been visiting here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.